I'm April Cummings with Radio Cayman Sports. The men's national basketball team has bounced back at the FIBA AmeriCup 2029 Caribbean pre-qualifiers. They're in Georgetown, Guyana, and the win, 77-68 over Grenada. Top scorer Davion Cottrell led the way inside, and he sat down with our own Dion Anglin to break down what changed from yesterday's loss, the defensive adjustments, and how the team is feeling heading into the next game against St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Great game today. What do you think made the difference in today's matchup?
In today's matchup, I think we came out more aggressive. We started from a better warm-up. We came out with more energy. And then from there, we just wanted to win badly today after the game we had yesterday.
What sort of adjustments you guys had to make going into this game versus the game that you all played the day before?
We switched up the defense a little bit, decided to zone the bigs a bit and switch up the defense. And then for offense, we just decided to attack a bit more today.
We're sitting here and we're actually watching Haiti versus Barbados, the team that defeated you guys. What are your thoughts going into those games and on what do you think you guys have to do to conquer these teams if you can?
Those are great teams. They play very physical. They're tough, strong, fast and tall. But I think we're just going to have to play aggressive. We're going to have to match it. We're going to have to help one another and just continue to play strong as a team and support one another. It's going to be a tough game.
What do you think of the tournament so far?
I think it's a great tournament. There's some great teams out here, great players from all over. Very tall players as well. They brought out a lot of tall players. But I think it's a great tournament. Very physical. Every team is good, so there's no really weak team. So it's going to be a tough one.
That was Cayman top scorer Davion Cottrell speaking with Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin after today's 77-68 victory over Grenada. Cayman is now 1-1 in Group B and returns to the court tomorrow against St. Vincent and the Grenadines at 3 p.m. Cayman time. Well, it's a wrap. Cayman's under-18 Cayman National Basketball team took their talents to Orlando at the ESPN Worldwide of Sports Center. They went 3 wins and 3 losses. The first scores of the flag football season are on the board. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has the breakdown.
In the men's non-contact division, Ankle Bullies beat the Cobras 8-7. Titans took down Irene 15-0. And BTA came out on top in their match against the Spartans with a final score of 27-0. Over in the women's non-contact division, Vixens beat Bullies Bombshell 15-0. League Irene took down Nelson's Athletics 6-0. And the Lynx came out on top in their match against Lady Titans 8-0. Finally, in the men's contact, Irene beat Ankle Bullies 14-9, while Titans took the win against Cobras with a final score of 8-0. Reporting for Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Some big wins for CBAC after the third stop in the Pan Am Open Water Circuit, the Pan Am 10K, held right here in Grand Cayman. The Camana Bay Aquatic Club finished with the top male and female spots by Caymanian swimmers overall. Kate Galatopoulos took gold in the 14-15 women's division. Reuben Sweetman earned a bronze medal in the 16-17 men's group, and Connor McDonald finished fourth in the 18 and over men and was the first Caymanian across the line. CBAC is also shouting out Leila Gomez and Sebastian LaRota Thomas, who participated in the 10K relay. That is Radio Cayman Sports for this evening. I'm April Cummings.